This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I told Tyler to fire up the Traegers, go get some steaks. Morale seemed to be kind of sluggish, and he went out. We're having chimichurri steaks, and also we're having something called, smashed cheesy baby potatoes. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All right. Big news with the combined no-hitter. Was it a no-hitter? Series tied at 2 games apiece. Astros blanking the Phillies 5-0. This is how it sounded, the final out of last night's game.
Ground ball, left side, coming in Bregman. He scoops the short hop, throws on a move to first in time, and that is a ball game. A World Series no-hitter for the Houston Astros as they blank the Philadelphia Phillies 5-0. This World Series is all square at 2 games apiece.
Did that sound like a no-hitter in the World Series?
No hitter light?
Yeah. That'd be light FM. But it's still a combined no hitter. Dusty Baker made the moves, and the correct ones. Look, the goal is to win the World Series, not to make history. You'll make history if you win the World Series. I wouldn't be concerned about taking a pitcher out who had a no hitter through 6 innings. If he feels like it's time to take him out, let me turn it over to the bullpen. He made the right call. I don't know the role that analytics played in pulling Christian Javier, but they made the right move, and that's the most important part of this. Yes, Todd.
But wouldn't it ruin it if the broadcaster said, and he and several of his teammates kept the Phillies from getting a base hit?
Okay. Yeah.
That would kind of be like, don't do that.
Okay, all right.
Let's play along with it, the no-hitter, for that call. They could have that moment.
How about play it again, and then I'm going to have Todd give you what would have been his description if he was doing play-by-play.
Ground ball, left side, coming in Bregman. He scoops the short hop, throws on a move to
first. And that'll do it. And several Houston Astros pitchers together made sure the Philadelphia Phillies did not get one base hit. It took four of them, but it's still no hits for the Phillies. Make of it what you will. We'll see you tomorrow night for Game 5.
Make of it what you will.
K-B-M-E. It's the Astros Radio Network. That should have been the call, Con.
At least the Phillies call. Yeah, on the Philly side, they got to do that.
I thought you had a better call.
I think it's more fun to do the Philly side, kind of putting it down. Hmm. It took a whole army of pitchers, but you know what?
No hits for the Phillies.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. It's our streaming partner. Download the app. If you're chatting on Chat Row, you're dialing up operator. Tyler standing by. 877-3DP-SHOW. Astros Phillies game 5 tonight. Isn't that one of those crazy stats? Justin Verlander, I believe, is 0-6 in the World Series. Going to the Hall of Fame, 0-6. How many Hall of Fame pitchers have gone through a World Series, well, a career in the World Series, and never won a game? Paulie?
Here's what's even weirder for Justin Verlander. Mm. In the playoffs, in the ALDS, he's been in 9 ALDS games, he's 8-1. 8-1, that's one of the best all-time records in the ALDS. In the ALCS, he's been in 8 games. He's 7-4 in 12 starts. He is lights out in the first two rounds of the playoffs.
Until the lights get a little too bright.
His ERA is double in the World Series compared to what it is to in the other playoffs.
Well, you might be curious how the Phillies feel about being no-hit by 4 pitchers. Here's Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies.
Just to be part of this end of baseball history, just how does it feel when you realize this is just the second World Series no-no?
Yeah, I really don't give a no, move on to tomorrow. It's cool. We'll be in the history books, I guess.
All right. That's the way to look at it. It's just one game. You move on.
I do appreciate the reporter trying to be like, you know, how does it feel to be on this end of history?
You're trying to ask the question, and you know you're going to get barked at. There are certain times when you go, this is going to hurt me, but I got to ask this question.
How does it feel to be on like this end of history? It's a historical moment. Yeah. How does it feel to be on that side of it, though?
What's the poll question for hour two?
Hour two poll question, Dan. We're going with Daniel Snyder is selling.
Yeah, I just
there's another Todd Fritzer.
It doesn't feel like Daniel Snyder is selling his football team.
So you'd be voting for option 3. Just stop it. He's not selling any of it.
I mean, maybe he sells a minority stake. It just feels like whenever something comes up over here, Daniel Snyder creates something over here, and then we focus on that. So you have this hours before there's a report that comes out that basically he's being investigated for financial improprieties by the government. And then all of a sudden it's like Forbes puts out a report that he is looking at talking to banks about selling his football team. I don't know if he's actually doing it as much as he's giving us a distraction here. Yeah, might. I don't know. Maybe not. But he always seems to do this. Man, there's something over here. No, look over here. And if it's true that he brought in Carson Wentz, because he knew that that would take attention away from all the negative things that were going on with his football team. I wouldn't rule it out. All right. Phone calls. We'll get to those coming up. Yeah, Paulie.
That Justin Verlander stat, who has the most losses as a pitcher in the World Series, this is a weird one because it's Whitey Ford, the former Hall of Famer for the New York Yankees. He was basically in the World Series every year of his career. But he also has the most wins by a pitcher in the World Series. He's 10-8, so he has a record for the most wins and most losses. I think Verlander.
But what's the worst one-loss percentage?
Verlander.
By a Hall of Fame.
If you assume Verlander's going to the Hall of Fame, he's going to own this record.
Okay.
Because he's 2 away from the record for the most losses, and he doesn't have a win to go with it.
I know. Kind of crazy. You know, it's going to be weird this weekend. You got new players. You know, players in new places. Bradley Chubb with the Dolphins. By the way, Bradley Chubb just got paid. It didn't take long for them to negotiate a contract there. But he was going to be a free agent, and I only care about the guarantee money, which is a little over $60 million. They reported as $110 million. You know, you have Bradley Chubb making $110 in Miami. Tyler Hero from the Heat makes more than Bradley Chubb does. What if football had 5-on-5? You imagine what Patrick Mahomes would be worth? He'd be worth $100 million, wouldn't he? Because you can't, you know, you have the salary cap, you got all these other players you got to pay in football. That's why, you know, the salaries are so disproportionately in favor of the NBA. Yeah, point.
Tyler Hero coming off the bench will earn $123 million in the next 4 years, guaranteed. Bradley Chubb, if all goes well, he'll get 60.
Kurt in Iowa. John Smoltz, by the way, was on the call last night, and he'll join us coming up next hour. Hi, Kurt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, gents. Paula, you might remember me. I helped get your DirecTV set up on your Winnebago several years ago.
Wow, yeah, you're the only guy's ever done that, yeah.
Hey, just a really quick, ironic stat of the day. No music necessary. But Christian Javier threw 97 pitches in six innings last night. The game took 3 hours and 25 minutes. Now, when Don Larson threw his perfect game, it took 2 hours and 6 minutes, and he threw 97 pitches.
Oh, look at that. How about a little Marv? Is that worthy of a stat of the day?
Well, he specifically requested no music.
I'm going to say it's worthy of that.
Stat of the day.
Heck,
stat
yeah.
Stat of the day.
Thank you,
stat
Kurt.
Of the day. Mm-hmm. Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
Yes, yeah,
who can we find to record a power ballad version of Stat of the Day? I think we need a power ballad version. Can we get Hart on the phone?
Oh. Ooh, Ann and Nancy Wilson.
How do I get you some stats? Something like that.
What was the lead singer, Poison Seaton?
Brett Michaels. Michaels.
He seems to be a media guy out there doing stuff. We could probably get a hold of him.
Yeah. Okay.
Every game has its
Stat of the day for November rain.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You don't have power in your ballad. That's the problem with you, Todd.
I do love those power ballads. The Survivor comes to mind. I can't get enough of Survivor and the Rocky stuff.
Yeah, Paul.
We got to define this. You have to have power, and then you throw in a song that starts soft and ramps up.
Oh, Survivor never had
Survivor never had power. There's nothing. There's decent band.
Like Mariah Carey has ballads. She has no power.
Right.
But the only real power thrown into these power ballads that we're talking about is a guitar solo.
Yeah, and drums.
That's standard procedure.
Yeah.
I feel like Survivor had that, no?
It's like a no-hitter is defined. A power ballad is defined. You got to get that done today.
No-hitters? A combined no-hitter is the power ballad of baseball? Is that what we've established?
That's great.
Yes, Marv.
Is it just a specific genre that has power ballads? It's just the hard rock guys, and then they have, you know what, we got to get sensitive. I know some men's game, but we got to get sensitive for the ladies.
Yes. You have to be a hard rock metal type band, and you go way off the board with what you do, and you throw in a soft song.
Yeah, you want to appeal to the women as well. And look, nobody appreciated a good power ballad more than I did back in high school, because that was always the gateway drug to, hey, I get to dance with somebody. Slow dance. Like Color My World by Chicago. I still hear it, and there's magic as all of a sudden my eyes meet Jenny Batchy's eyes, and then we meet in the middle of the dance floor. And then she ended up going to the prom with Jay Keffley. Other than that, I'm okay with it.
You seem to be over it.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Keffley, the guy with the acne? Keffley.
No, he didn't have acne.
I don't know anything about him. But she made the wrong choice, obviously.
Everybody remember the name of the person who broke your heart? Todd?
She didn't break my heart, but I always thought we'd be together, and I loved her, but she didn't feel exactly the same way. Lori Greenblatt.
But that sounds like that she broke your heart.
She did kind of break my heart, because in kindergarten, we pretended we were married. We would hold hands and go down the steps together, but it never amounted to anything as we were together in elementary
school. Seton, what about you?
I don't know about anybody breaking my heart.
Oh, you broke hearts. Nice.
Accurate.
All right. Okay.
Accurate.
All right.
Certainly girls like it that I was when I was young in high school that I had crushes on that weren't into it. But nothing major.
Okay. Marv?
A girl by the name of Alyssa Roberts.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Do I know Alyssa Roberts? Yeah.
Like, I liked her, and the feeling was not mutual.
Yeah. Yeah. Paulie, who broke your heart?
Third grade, Anne Marie Miller. I thought we were going wire to wire. And then Mike Yonels stepped in and took her away. But then she went back with me, but then her family moved away, and that's where it ended. I thought it was Anne Marie Miller. Doesn't that sound like a nice whole thing?
Yeah, it sounds like
your, next door.
Yeah, your wife for the rest of your life. Yeah,
I'm over it.
David in Connecticut. Hi, David. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, David.
I just wanted to chime in on this Oasis Black Crowes talk. So in early 2000s, they actually toured together. And we know how crazy the Gallagher brothers are, but the report is that even Oasis couldn't believe how much the Black Crowes fought. So I'm sure it was a pretty interesting backstage with all those guys.
God, that would be such a bummer. You're just, there's constant drama. But it's not a bad billing, Oasis, Black Crowes. Yeah, see?
Yeah, that works. Yeah. But you could imagine, though, like, it seems like it's hard enough to be a touring musician even when you do get along. I mean, like, history is littered with people who just couldn't handle it, right? But imagine just not even liking the people that you're with, but having, you have to keep going to do it.
But imagine when we get done with this show, we have to get together, get into a tour bus, and then go to the next show.
And drive to the next show.
Yeah, yeah. Because we get to leave. We don't see each other, you know, after, like, 1 p.m. And then we see you the next morning. Imagine if you go... Now we got to go 5 hours for our next gig, and then get ready, and then play the gig, and then get into the van or the tour bus, and then go again.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Thanks, Todd.
That's almost too much to ask.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, Paul.
I heard an interview with Metallica a few years ago, and they've been around forever, right? They've pretty much hit wire to wire. And they said when they're off the road and they're not in the studio, they don't hang out. They don't go to each other's houses that often. And it's on purpose. Like, hey, let's take 4 months and not see each other's faces whatsoever to avoid those situations. It's like planned out.
Yeah, I understand that. Let me take a break. I got to take a victory lap coming up, but I don't know if people are going to be happy with the victory that I'm claiming. I'll have that for you coming up. Another cheating scandal. And who would have thought? I'll have that for you coming up as well. 15 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. Holidays are coming, and you got to get geared up for the holidays. It takes energy. You got to be motivated. You got to be in a good mood. It's all about your attitude. Traveling to visit relatives, shopping for gifts, and then you got to get ahead of it. You got to have that energy. M-Drive. M-Drive supplements that are made specifically for men to address stress, weight, and energy so you feel your best and enjoy the holidays. Find top-selling M-Drive products in stores at Rite Aid and Sprouts. And just for my listeners, Black Friday, starting early, get 25% off all M-Drive supplements now through November, November rain. You have the energy and the drive you need for the holidays. Text Dan to 55,000 to get your exclusive code. That's Dan 55000. Go into the holidays with a good foundation, a good base. Start today. Get started. 25% off. Text Dan to 55,000. 55,000. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. We hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up. Also, Golden State's head coach, Steve Kerr. Yes, Paulie.
I have a quick NFL quiz for you.
You can take your time.
And this is based off, all right, I have a quick NFL quiz for
okay.
you.
Okay.
This is based off October VP, which we invented here.
All right.
Who, they just came out with the players of the month for the month of December, or sorry, month of October in the NFL. Who were, this is pretty tough. Who were the NFC offensive and defensive players of the month? I'll give you a hint. The offensive guy was in the October VP candidates.
Hmm. I will say Geno Smith.
Geno Smith is correct. The defensive
yes.
player.
Okay.
This is going to be a toughie. Not a household name, but a very good player.
He plays for Buffalo.
For the Vikings.
Oh, I mean, he plays for the Vikings.
That's right.
Yeah.
Za'Darius Smith.
All right. Former Packer.
All right. AFC Offensive Player of the Month. Very well-known player, really hitting his stride in the month. For his team that relies on him heavily.
J.J. Watt. Oh, no.
Oh.
It's right. He's in the NFC.
Like where your head's at.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry of the Titans.
Derrick Henry. Oh, okay, Derrick Henry.
And the defensive player of the month. Here's a guy whose career started out a little shaky. Fun player, big guy in the middle, clogging things up for the New York Jets. Quinnen Williams. And Kenneth Walker the third. It's actually Kenneth Walker the third.
Yeah.
Of the Seahawks.
Junior the third.
By the way, his dad and son do not play for the Seahawks, so you don't have to clarify. He won Rookie of the Month.
I thought Quinnen Williams was going to be dominant. I fall in love with these nose tackles, defensive tackles. He was another one where I'm going, that guy's going to be a star. Took him a little while. Yeah, Paul.
Remember Dexter Lawrence at Clemson? Was he number 90 or something? Where is he now? How's he doing?
Yeah, Marv.
No, I thought, who was my man from LSU? Was that Glenn Dorsey?
Glenn Dorsey
was dominant for LSU maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of fell off the face of the earth football-wise.
Yeah, blue. Okay.
Dexter Lawrence with the Giants. He's having a good year, though.
All right. If you've listened to this show down through the years, you know I have a problem with a couple of things. And one of those is players who carry the basketball. I don't know where it started. I don't know why we allow it. I just know that when I did it in high school, it was called carrying. I don't know if it's John Stockton who started it. I don't know if it was Allen Iverson. I've asked Joe Dumars about it. I've asked various former NBA players. I asked the commissioner, why do you allow this? Yeah, Seton?
What do they have to go after Jordan Poole for?
Jordan Poole got called for carrying three times in a game against the Miami Heat.
What the heck?
I was so thrilled. They finally are calling carrying. I guess there was a memo that was sent out, and Steve Kerr, the Golden State head coach, apparently didn't read it. He had this to say about they're bringing back carrying, making the call on these players.
They called three carries on Jordan. Did you know that was maybe going to be an emphasis going into the game, or what did you just think about that?
I guess there was an email that went out today, and honestly, I didn't check my email. Like, you know, I was shocked because basically the whole league does that. They've been doing it ever since Allen Iverson convinced the referees that it wasn't a carry. It is a carry. What Jordan does is a carry. But the whole league's been doing it. So I guess I got to start checking my email on game days.
I was so proud. They called it not once, but twice, but three times. And I went, yes, yes. You're not allowed to carry. Yeah, Seton.
You're like essentially cheering, like, yes, more holding calls, more holding in the NFL. Yes.
No, carrying. I didn't block anybody. I didn't play offensive line in high school. But I did get called for carrying the basketball. What happens whenever Adam Sandler plays basketball with us?
He carries the
ball.
What
do I say?
Over and over
again. You're carrying
the
ball.
Yeah.
You can't do it. It's a distinct advantage. And if you said you can put your hand to the side of the ball, that's a big advantage. But they're calling that, and I like it. It's about time. Yeah, Paulie.
I believe that we had something to do with it because you asked both the commissioner 3 months ago and Joe Dumars.
Oh, this isn't we, Paulie.
Right.
This is me.
All right.
I've been on a crusade.
Crusade.
Nobody else cared about it. I did. It bothered me.
Dumars 2 weeks ago. But the thing with Jordan Poole's carry, it's not like he was just dribbling up the court and doing the normal carry. He was doing the cut right, cut left. He carries it in front of him where you can't tell where he's going up for a shot, pass, or about to dribble again. So it's almost like hovering the ball in the air carrying. It didn't look normal.
Yeah, okay. Don't make it look so obvious. Yes, Todd.
But the guy got punched in the face by his teammate. Pick on somebody else. I'm sure everybody's carrying. Why Jordan Poole? Three times?
I mean, Steph carries the ball more than Jordan Poole. I'd call it on him.
Well, hey, baby steps here. I'm trying.
Yeah,
in
Jordan
fact,
Poole's
that's my next thing, baby steps, traveling. Yeah, I'm going all in with the NBA. They're going to hear from me. I'm not going away. Yes, Paul.
And let's bring back 3 seconds. Those guys are just camping out down there.
Yeah, I'm all for that, too.
I was actually just kidding.
Remember it used to be, if you got fouled and you were in the act of shooting, it was 3 to make 2. And I kept thinking, why do they get 3 to make 2, and they're professionals? I don't get 3 to make 2, although I'd make my 2. But they'd go, 3 to make 2, and I go, really? They're that desperate to have scoring. We got a cheating scandal, and it's big. Professional cornhole has a cheating scandal. Yep. We just had a chess cheating scandal. We had bass fishing scandal. And we covered those as only we can. Now the greatest controversy in the history of the sport of cornhole has happened. And it happened apparently back in August at the 2022 American Cornhole League World Championships in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Hotbed of cornhole.
Yes, it is. That's where cornholing is a big. Is
careful.
Cornhole. The world's number one ranked doubles team was apparently using illegal bean bags. At stake, a $15,000 prize in a game where players were competing with each other. And people thought that the bags were maybe too thin, and a complaint was levied against the rivals, and the cornhole world was watching live on ESPN, and they said that the bags weren't regulation size, they were too small, and they eventually said they had no problem with it. So I guess that it was Baggate, but then both sides were cheating.
Can't bust anybody because everyone's cheating.
No, you can't.
It's like the Tour de France with cornhole.
Yeah, or Major League Baseball with pitchers and hitters. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, according to the Wall Street Journal, which is covering the story, which is fascinating in itself, lighter and thinner bags are obviously easier to get in the hole. Let's say you're on the cusp of making one and it just hangs on the edge. People will put rosin on the bag to make it smoother, mm-hmm. Put a little less fill in the bag to make it lighter and skip in more, lean in. And there's a bunch of different ways. Washing with fabric softener to boiling the bags. There's lots of different ways to almost like preparing the football. Mm. But according to them, the bag should be 6 by 6 inches and weigh approximately 16 ounces.
Top cornhole players can make. You guys want to guess what a top cornhole player can make in a year? Seton?
$150,000.
All right. Fritzy?
$75,000.
Paulie?
Is this including sponsorships?
I'm gonna guess.
I would go too large. $250,000
from winnings, endorsements, and sponsorship deals.
Johnsonville brats are a huge.
Yes,
sponsor.
Yes, that is.
Yeah, but you know what? It all goes away when you're using a boiled bag. Or are you allowed to use a boiled bag? Isn't that when Paul just saying that you can boil them?
Oh, I don't know. You can boil your bag.
You can in cornhole.
Okay.
You can smooth it out.
Now, Tom, you're using a boiled bag, and you know it.
We do not boil the bags, according to those who were accused of cheating.
They boiled them, and they know it.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the guys says, I don't know how my bags shrunk before the legal limit.
Who hasn't said that?
Yeah. That's what they all say.
That water is
my
cold.
Bag is normally much bigger.
Cornhole.
Does this taint the sport for you guys at
yes,
all?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to watch now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how do you know if the numbers are real or not?
It's not the cornhole I grew up on.
No. Not, no. Back in my day when we played cornhole.
But that's the problem, though. The shame of it, really, is they were a Hall of Famer before they started boiling their bags. They didn't even need to do it.
Yep, just like Bonds. You know what bothers me about cornhole, and I like watching it on TV? They should have a beverage, an adult beverage, in the opposite hand. Because anyone who's ever played cornhole in the backyard... No one, you got to have a drink in your hand. It's almost.
Well, there's a guy who's a really good cornhole player, right. And he said that he used to drink during the matches, but then he wanted to have a legacy like Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan, so he thought, you know what, maybe I shouldn't drink during cornhole. Respect.
That's the only way
I couldn't play cornhole unless I got to drink.
Think of the sponsorships if you had a bottle of beer or a can of beer in the other hand. You'd double their salaries.
Maybe we could sponsor somebody with tailgate moonshine.
Yeah, we could be like the LIV Tour of cornhole, and we could take all the top players and have them join our league.
No, LIV Tour has a lot of money.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't have
what's the opposite of that?
Yeah. Michael in Fort Wayne. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. You kind of got me sidetracked with the cornhole discussion. I don't support bag manipulation, but I've got to say it's ballsy. I do respect it.
Oh, bloop, bloop.
So I wanted to go back to this power ballot discussion. I've been waiting for this question since I started listening to the program. So thank you so much for bringing it up. You made an important distinction between rock ballad and power ballad. And when you think of powerful guitars paired with powerful vocals, there's an obvious first place secretariat-like lead. I don't think it's even close. More Than a Feeling by Boston. Brings me to my question. They rarely get mentioned in musical discussions on your show, and I need to know, where does Boston rank in your pantheon of 80s rock bands?
Well, I think it's Tom Scholz, who was maybe a student at MIT, and he kind of crafted the sound of Boston. I think Brad Delp is the lead singer.
Who, you're an expert on Boston.
I think he committed suicide.
Oh, no.
But Boston was a big deal. That album was a big – I don't know how many it sold. You know, it might have sold – you know, 7 to 10 million copies. Yes, he.
Boston, I'm not super familiar with Boston, but I always kind of assumed that all of their songs sounded like power ballads.
Yeah.
Very, a little high pitched, falsetto ish.
Yeah.
Boston released on August 1976, Don't Look Back,
yes.
The album.
Yeah.
17 million copies.
Oh,
sold.
Okay.
It's top 10 all time.
Boom.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Big deal. I think they only had the next album, and I don't know if they had a third after that. I mean, they might have, but I just remember you have that first one, and whatever you do after that, it takes a little while for people to then kind of come back and rediscover you. But I'm going to guess, I remember I had two albums in my collection. Al in Atlanta joins us. Hi, Al. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Al.
I am calling to weigh in as the resident blind guy. I assume I'm the only blind regular caller about Jerry Jones going as a blind ref.
Oh, I didn't know that you were blind. Okay, so did that bother you?
Thousands of times.
You what?
No, it definitely didn't bother me at all. Definitely didn't bother me at all. I thought it was hilarious. I myself went as young Stevie Wonder, and I took a little plastic grand piano, put it on the table at the bar. I lost it by the end of the night, but everybody seemed to love it. So if I can do it, so can Jerry.
Blind humor.
Did they know that you did you know that it was stolen?
Oh no, I had no clue. I mean, I lost it. I was gone by the end of the night. Everybody was buying me drinks because I'm known as the blind guy, and they love seeing me at the bar. So it was game over once I was young Stevie.
How much do your friends have fun with you?
Oh, the worst are my friends from New Hampshire. Oh, my God. Every time I go up there, it's just nonstop, like, leaving me in the middle of stores and just making jokes. And then, like, I just stand there, like, and people come up to me, like, are you lost? And I'm like, no, my friends will be back in, like, 10 minutes. They're just laughing at me, like, probably, like, looking at me on a security camera, like, look at this idiot.
Well, thank you, Al. Yeah, Paul.
As I say, do your friends ask you for change for a $50 bill and then, you know.
Yeah. Harry in Rochester. Hi, Harry. Harry Kane.
This is for Todd.
Oh.
Todd, don't take it personal when people pick on you because that means they care about you. And Todd, you're my favorite Danette. Have a great day, buddy.
Bye.
How sweet. Thank you very much. You have a great day, too. That was nice. I appreciated that. That was heartfelt and warm.
Do you think that you're able to apply what he just said whenever you're getting picked on?
Probably not, exactly. But it's a nice thought, and I will take it into consideration, but you know how sensitive I get.
All right.
But that was, he took time out of his day to be on hold for who knows how long to say that. That's pretty cool.
All right. Danny in L.A. Hi, Danny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to weigh in on the salary talk you guys had earlier. Chubbs makes more money when you consider per game compensation.
Yes, he does, than Tyler Hero. Yes. Yeah, when you're playing 17 games. Actually, is he going to play 18 games? Somebody's going to play one more game.
I thought we had that like last year, the year before, someone was traded midweek and they weren't allowed
to play. They played on a Thursday. Did they play Thursday? I forget when that was. I think somebody's going to play 18 games this year. A player is, regular season. Dominic in Salt Lake City. Hey, Dominic.
Good morning, Dan. Hey, just a trivia question for you.
Oh, by the way, Zach Ertz, when he went to Arizona, is that right? Okay. Yes, Dominic.
Dan Marino's career rushing yardage for 17 seasons. And then if you don't get that, I have a hint.
So how many yards Dan Marino had in his career rushing? I'll say less than 100.
You are correct. There are two quarterbacks that have more rushing yards on one play and one quarterback that ties Marino for his total rushing yards since 2010, I think, going by memory.
Okay. Who's the other quarterback? Not known for his running ability. Now, you're talking about this guy has less than 100 yards rushing, or he had more rushing yards on Daniel Jones?
On one play, he passed Marino.
Daniel Jones.
Total rushing. No, I had Colin Kaepernick, a Raiders quarterback, and Mariota tied it at 87 yards.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Dominic. I didn't know that we were asking for Dan Marino rushing totals, but hey.
I'm glad we got him.
Yeah, now I feel a little bit better. Yes, Marv?
I think we need to put a little bit more respect on Dan Marino's name because guys now are breaking the records he had in 1984, 1985. I mean, that means he was throwing bombs 35, 40 years ago.
He would have thrown,
8,000 yards.
He would have 60 touchdowns in a season at least once. If he was playing in today's rules with his abilities, I mean, Marino created all of this. And plus, if you look at Duper and Clayton, Nat Moore, you know, he didn't have great wide receivers, but they threw deep. They weren't possession guy. Nat Moore was a possession guy, but Duper and Clayton had those on my fantasy team. And I remember loved watching Marino because I knew he was going to throw it deep. And what he did when he did it, way ahead of the curve. Yeah, Paulie.
Just to give you an idea, everyone thinks Patrick Mahomes has had the greatest start in football history. Dan Marino was first-team All-Pro four of his first five seasons. Patrick Mahomes has been first-team All-Pro once in six seasons.
And plus, Marino was there when you had Elway and you had Montana. Jim Kelly eventually got in, you know, with Buffalo. He was with the Gamblers. Dan Marino, when he came out and all of a sudden went to the Super Bowl, he threw, what, 48 touchdowns? And then they lost. They were blown out by the Niners, and it felt like we never took Marino as seriously as we should have because, well, he got to the Super Bowl. He never went back, and he had Don Shula there. Yeah, Marv.
He's so great. If you go to any away stadium where the Dolphins are playing, where they're the away team, you'll see more Dan Marino jerseys than any current player. That's how great he is.
Well, wait, but that also says – who's been great for the Miami Dolphins?
Huh?
Like A.J. Dewey and Jason Taylor?
Those O.J. McDuffie jerseys?
Yeah. Just Chad Pennington, those aren't happening.
What about Jay Fiedler?
That's not happening either. Let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. John Smoltz will join us. He was on the call last night on the Phillies-Astros no-hitter. We're back after this. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times. We achieve it in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs, maybe you're considering retirement, you got to think about your own version of what success is, striving to reach your financial goals. And maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts, because retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes, and you don't want to do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel has been helping their financial advisors helping clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implementing an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Find a Stifel financial advisor, STIFEL.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
More phone calls coming up. A couple of interesting lines. Now, Tennessee and Georgia, DraftKings had that at 11.5. I think it's now down to 8. Bama and LSU, LSU hosting. LSU is a top 10 team. And they're 13.5-point underdogs. It's really rare when you have a number one team, even though they're on the road, and they're an 8 or 9-point underdog. And then Alabama at LSU, LSU getting 13.5. Yes, Paulie?
I have that stat you're looking for the other day. 2013, Auburn was number one in the country. They were getting 9 points from Florida State, which was the number two team in the country. That was the biggest we could ever find as far as that. One other line, Clemson is at Notre Dame, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. Yeah. Clemson's only given 3.5. Clemson's had some close games this year. Yeah. And Notre Dame's kind of off the radar as far as the national title picture, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. Breeders' Cup's taking place November 4th and 5th. Thank you, Paulie. Don't miss the world's best thoroughbreds racing for their share of $31 million in purses and awards on NBC and USA. Visit BreedersCup.com to learn more. It'd be great if the horses got it. They're racing for it. They don't get it. Where you could walk by one of their stalls and you go, damn, what'd you do with it? I like what you did with this. You know, you got wallpaper in there. You got nice hay in there. You got nice water shower in there.
Like Louis Vuitton wallpaper. Oh, horse, all right, Epicenter.
Horse yeah. walks out with a big new grill. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I got a Louis Vuitton saddle that they're going to put on your back. That feels right. A little bit better there.
A little drip.
Do we want to make a call on the Breeders' Cup this weekend? Paulie, Fritzy, I'll start with you. Your favorite for the Breeders' Cup.
I am going to go with Life is Good, and I'll tell you why. There's an old commercial for the Foxwoods Casino here down the road in Connecticut that goes, Life is good, life is sweet. Come and grab a front row seat. Let's meet and have a ball. Oh, let's live for the wonder of it all. Meet me at Foxwoods. So I'm going, Life is Good.
But that's the only reason why you picked that horse?
Yeah, so I could sing
just
the Foxwoods
so you could
song.
Sing. All right.
Life is Good. It's
Seton
good.
O'Connor.
Well, I know that the favorite is Flightline. I'm going Epicenter.
Okay. Bang. All right. Marv?
You know what I'm going with? Hot Rod Charlie.
Okay.
And the reason why is there's a song called...
No. 15 to 1 odds for Hot Rod Charlie.
There is a song, Hot Rod Hearts, back in the day.
Paulie.
Breeders' Cup is at Keeneland, right, in Lexington?
Yes, it is. His iconic Keeneland.
I've been to Keeneland. I've not gone in. My buddy and I drove by. They're like, wow, it's a legendary place. We walked up, and there's some security people. And we said to them, hey, do we just mind if we run in real quick? I want to take a picture. It's such a legendary place. The security guard said... No. And told me to go away. That was a long time ago. I'm going to go with Olympiad, 10 to 1. Olympiad, that sounds like a winning horse name.
It does. I'm going to go with Rich Strike.
20 to 1?
Richard. Richie Strike.
Dick Strike.
Fritzy said, do you know that there's some terms in cornhole? We were just talking about the cheating scandal.
It's there. Almost like Urban Dictionary. I was very uncomfortable with what I came across.
By the way, Breeders' Cup, the World Championships, iconic Keeneland, November 4th and 5th. Don't miss the world's best race for their fair share of $31 million in purses and awards on NBC and USA. Visit BreedersCup.com to learn more. Yes, Todd?
I'm not sure how many of these we could actually read. That's more of a
Well, these are the terms,
They
though.
Are actual cornhole terms. If permission, I will share ones that stood out to me.
Give me some of the cornhole terms.
Backdoor.
Okay.
Cow pie, whatever that would be. Dirty bag. Dirty roll-up. Double deuce, which is, I think, a movie scene we like in that, right? Wasn't that a where they had that saloon, that bar?
I don't know, Todd.
The double deuce, right? Isn't that from that movie with what's his name? Paulie could help me out.
You're going to have to help.
I'm going
to
let Fritzy find it.
I'm going to guess it's that Pain Don't Hurt.
That's
movie.
The one.
Oh, Double Deuce's Roadhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse.
Okay, all right.
Glory Hole, Hooker, Lipper.
You sure you're on the right website? You search cornhole, and there's a lot of things that could pop up.
Thank you,
feeling
Todd.
Very holiday name-ish. Yeah. He's just reading terms, and there's no.
There's four more. These are legitimate terms.
No, we're good. We're good. Jay in West Virginia. Hi, Jay. What's on your mind?
Hey, DB, I was wondering if the NBA maybe could have chosen a different player to calling a carrying, because poor old Jordan Poole just seems like he's been taking it on the chin lately.
Yeah. Well, they're starting with him, and then maybe they're going to work their way up to Steph Curry.
Of everybody that they could call for, they got to go Jordan Poole.
I know.
Even on that team?
Of all the people.
Give me a break.
I know. Yeah, Marv.
But after he got called for it, did you see him mock Kyle Lowry afterwards? Yeah. I wish there was a video of it, but that we could show. And he kind of mocks him, kind of, and I was like, I kind of see.
But they called it three times.
But I was just saying, I kind of see.
Why somebody might punch him in the face?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. I know the video that you're talking about, and it's very like, dude, what are you, like 7 years old? He was like,
all of a sudden, a little Draymond Green sympathy here. Yes, Todd.
He had it coming, question mark? Are we saying that? Like, it's okay?
No. Yeah. But you can see how that happened.
Okay.
A little more evident.
All right. Final hour coming up. John Smoltz will join us, get his thoughts on the no-hitter. And is it a game that, if you're the Phillies, you can just sort of leave it behind? It's only one game. You go into game five, pivotal game five, they like to say. Pivotal game five. Update the poll results, more phone calls as well. It's sort of it's a meet Friday on a Thursday here. 1 hour to go, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.